Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
A bad economy is no reason to give up on looking for a job. Some companies are still hiring, and flexible contracts are an option that more employers are considering these days. But how can you get yourself noticed by hirers? Kyo Hao Yun, head of the Financial Services Group at executive search firm People Search Singapore, explains what employers look for in a candidate during and in the aftermath of a financial crisis.
Demonstration that you can adapt and find solutions in a difficult marketplace, a difficult economy. You know, show how you've come out stronger from it. For example, they leave a comfortable place and they join a startup, build a startup unit while in the middle of a financial crisis. Or a candidate who says that he completely revamped the way of doing things because the financial crisis showed that the old model of doing it is not effective. So, you know, they drive change.
To get your resume noticed by employers, follow the usual rules. Keep it concise and describe the impact you've made in previous job roles on the first page so that hirers notice it within the first few seconds of picking it up. In addition, Hao Yun advises researching the pain points of the employers you apply to and demonstrating how your experience and competencies can address these.
Of course, you can do it subtly by, you know, knowing what are their pain points and then highlight those parts of your employment that dealt with similar pain points before. And again, you know, in the achievement, highlight what difference you made. Best if the achievements and impact that you made is actually removing the pain points or covering that up, right?
Appropriately formatting your resume is also important, a point that many candidates miss.
For every employment that they worked at, they put in the company logo full of colors and all that, structure into funny tables, and it's a banking job, it's an analyst job. You know, it's a bit inappropriate and it doesn't add any value. I don't get more excited seeing that. Wow, this formatting just makes it so difficult. You got to see what the job requires. If you're applying for a creative job, of course, be as creative as possible. I have candidates that actually make infographics of their 17 years experience with pie charts and how many years in what country. Okay, it's an analytics role. You have an infographics splitting into pie charts and bar charts and to describe your experience. Wow, it talks the same language, right?
After you send in your resume, appropriately follow up with a hiring manager if possible.
You know, do you do it tastefully? Do you do it to get your CV noticed and demand for action? Or do you do it showing a sincerity to actually build that engagement? For example, if I get a follow-up call from the same candidate every day for the 5 days, and every time it's about, have you seen my CV? How is my job application? Then it's about your agenda. That doesn't build engagement. If I am calling a hiring manager and I'm highlighting what I know about the developments in the company, and I'm talking about this when I manage to get the hiring manager, I have a much higher chance of building that engagement, that personal engagement. And sometimes I may not even have the best CV, right? And I have a better chance than the other one.
Hao Yun also has advice for job interviews, especially for younger candidates.
Very early on in the interview or midway in the interview, start asking, what does the company provide? What resources does the company have? How will they help them do well? That's just not the right approach, because remember, you are in an interview. The company wants to know how you can contribute first and foremost. Of course, from the candidate's point of view, it's both ways, right? But you can leave that for towards the end of the interview. You need to sell yourself first.
Ultimately, cultivating your network is important, especially in a bad economy.
Continue to build a network. Continue to invest in the right relationships with employers or with headhunters. You know, make sure that the engagement is consistent. It's easy for me to engage with you when I know that you have things to provide me, right? It's more difficult for me to continue to engage with you when you have nothing for me. But when the market comes back, you're going to remember me, because when you have nothing for me, I still engage with you, right?
Teo Hao Yun, head of the Financial Services Group at executive search firm People Search Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.